You're the mayor of a huge city at a time when a lot of people would say it hasn't been an ideal point to be mayor. Knowing what you know now and the time you've been in office, would you have done anything different? Would you have stayed in the private sector?
I do exactly the same, because I think although some people wouldn't say it's the best time, I love the challenges. And the challenges, I think if you do the right things, a good leader is going to contribute a lot more in these times than it would be in the good times. So I feel real good with what we've accomplished. I think even in the space of some of the difficult economic challenges we've had, we've performed very well and we're able to accomplish some things that, to be truthful with you, for a long time we weren't able to achieve as a city in economic times that were clearly much more favorable than they are today. I spent so much time on the private side, and had never run for anything in my life up until this thing. I get the question of, you know, what's the big surprise? And to be truthful with you, there haven't been. It's clearly a more visible environment, so that's different. I kiddingly say, but only half kiddingly, that I tried to keep my name out of the newspapers and off the airwaves for 30 years. And clearly the last 2.5 years I failed miserably at that effort. But the reality of it is, I think I've been around enough places that there really haven't been surprises. And the biggest, quote, difference is the fact that you're still accomplishing something in the same way. And by that I mean, on the private side or on the public side, you are still working with people, you're still trying to engage them, you're still trying to define kind of a vision, a direction, and try to motivate people and take into consideration their agendas, make sure that they're part of the equation. And so you're working with and through people, and that doesn't change if you're on the private or the public side.
You described education as Dallas's Achilles heel. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about what you meant by that and whether there are other areas that fall into that category for Dallas.
I think if you look at where we stand and take that broader perspective, we've got to feel pretty good. When I came in, crime was a big issue. I mean, everybody talked about it. It didn't matter, north, south, east, or west. It was the crime issue. So we've seen real good progress on that, both from a number standpoint, but more importantly, kind of putting police officers in place, the resources, going after convenience stores, trying to deal with metal theft, all those sorts of things that are going to set, I think, a good foundation. The environmental issues, important to position Dallas well. You know, 10 years ago, I don't think we would have, by any measure, been viewed as a sustainable city. More investment, more things happening. Again, tough environment than has ever happened in the southern part of the city. I used to say in the last decade, but it's clear now it's more than historically has ever happened. I think it's difficult to find any other place in the nation that's as well positioned as we are, especially with some of the challenges that are happening on the East Coast and the West Coast. But the one issue that sits out there is the education. The public schools, and I say this publicly, they have, to be fair, they have made some improvements, and they need to be recognized. But they got to get a whole lot better. Our standards are not high enough. Concern about governance structures. All of the things that we need to do, especially on K through 12, to improve that substantially. Now, the good news, quote unquote, is that most other cities, large cities in the nation, are dealing with the same things. So if we get it right, that becomes an advantage. We know it's a problem. It's got to get better for the competitiveness of our country, much less the 7-year-old, which should be the focus, the 7-year-old sitting in second grade. As kind of an addendum, the other piece of it is higher learning. Our challenge there is we're the only large metropolitan area that doesn't have what used to be referred to as a tier one research institution. Now, I would tell you I'm more optimistic on that now than I was when I came into office.
How has the mood changed around here in the aftermath of the corruption, the City Hall, you know, corruption scandals, now that we've seen some convictions? What's the mood?
Well, I think when the indictments first came out, I took the view, and I think the rest of the council did, that the people who were here are different people, clearly bring different backgrounds, different perspectives, and in part because we had such a large turnover of the council, it was starting fresh. But I think some of the things that we saw did mandate us to address those. So we put in front some ethics efforts that I think are very straightforward. It means more than one person's got to look at something, not unlike having two signatures on a check, those sorts of things. We made sure that when people receive benefits, taken out to dinner, that sort of thing, they're disclosed.
I know you haven't been that interested in talking about the Senate stuff because we don't really know what Kay is doing. But what does a possible second run, what does another mayoral race mean to you? I mean, have you thought about whether you're going to run?
Oh, sure. You know, again, I feel very good about what we've accomplished. You know, if I feel comfortable that I feel that we're making progress and I think the people feel that way, then sure, I would engage in staying in on the public side.
What is it like for you being a Republican in an office that's a nonpartisan office? I mean, what's your involvement right now in any kind of party politics? How do you balance those two spheres?
I think one of the successes that I've had, and we started out in the campaign, but I started it out as this is kind of almost a requirement for me, that unless you've got everybody together, and that's not 100%, but unless you've got people that are moving together, you're not going to be successful. So I started out, and our campaign had the most successful Republicans, the most successful Democrats, the most successful independents. We had the business community, we had the African-American community, we had the Hispanic community. We were able to pull together, which we've continued to maintain, all the different groups so that people have focused and said, you know, we want to get everybody to go together. And we've been able to articulate, I think, and frame issues. For instance, things like the development of the southern sector, which the natural reaction in the north is to say, hey, hold it. That's not a priority. That's those guys, that sort of thing. But when you frame it and say, hey, hold it, you are involved. It's building a tax base. It's creating job opportunities. If you don't do those sorts of things, then the tax base falls on the rooftops of North Dallas. So you have a major interest in it. In fact, today I will tell you, if I have a vote of trying to move forward something in the southern part of the city, I'm guaranteed to have all the votes in the north. And I think that's also one of the challenges you've got on the national level. I think one of the real concerns that you've got is people don't feel anything's getting done. I mean, side one yells at side two yells at side one. And at the same time, other nations move forward, education isn't dealt with, things like that, where people know this doesn't help the country, but people aren't working together. At some point, there's got to be the focus of you've got to get things done.
Do you feel like either of the gubernatorial Republican candidates are better suited for that?
They are both articulating their positions, and I'll leave it at that.
But as you think about your possible aspirations, you know, whatever they are, do you ever think, gee, if I am endorsing a smoking ban, this could potentially hurt me in a Republican primary somewhere down the line? Do those factors ever play into
it? See, I think the great thing that's helped me is I never expected to be mayor in the first place. So if I don't get reelected, that's life. There are other things that I will go do, and those will be fun things, and they'll be interesting, and they'll be rewarding.